Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, Joab led out the army and ravaged the country of the Ammonites and came and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem, and Joab struck down Rabbah and overthrew it. A familiar monologue ran through my head recently. I've been sitting at my desk far too long. I should take a walk. But the sky's gray. A downpour's probably coming, so I'll just keep working instead. How easily the little word but convinces me to do something not in my best interest. I'm amazed at its power. Sometimes it encourages me to do right. So-and-so is housebound and wants me to visit. I don't feel like going, but I'll do it anyway. Sadly, it also encourages me to do what's wrong. So-and-so has offended me once too often. I know I should forgive, but I just can't. The word but plays a significant role in the direction my life takes in both small and large matters. The same was true for King David. Old Testament kings traditionally went to war after the winter rain stopped, but David remained at Jerusalem. God's purpose for David was to lead his men into battle, but he chose to stay home rather than fulfill his military obligations. The choice he made was definitely not in his best interest. While relaxing on his rooftop one afternoon, David saw a beautiful woman bathing. He sent for her and slept with her, despite knowing she was married to a soldier named Uriah. Later, when she told him she was pregnant, he tried to cover his sin by arranging for Uriah to die on the battle's front line. David's choice to shirk God's purposes for him resulted in a devastating outcome. We can avoid self-inflicted heartache by learning a couple lessons from his mistake. First, justifying disobedience with a but never goes well. Knowing what God wants us to do and choosing to do otherwise is sin, and sin hurts us. Also, justifying disobedience with a but is a common practice among mankind. David was considered a man after God's own heart, yet he succumbed. We are no less vulnerable. David created a royal mess when he chose to do his own thing rather than do what God wanted him to do. But repentance brought restoration. He returned to the battlefield and experienced military victories once again. David went on to accomplish other conquests, which included defeating the descendants of the giant Goliath. His leadership and legacy inspired others to tackle courageous feats. Our nature tends to dwell on our downfalls, but here's the good news. Sin didn't remove the crown from David's head, and it won't cancel God's purposes for our lives either. He redeems our mistakes when we repent and realign our lives with his truth. The words, "But David remained at Jerusalem," began a story that led to a very painful outcome. Perhaps you can relate too, because you chose to do something other than what God wanted you to do, and it wasn't in your best interest. If so, you can find hope in a different set of two words sprinkled throughout Scripture. But God. This couplet changes everything. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Those verses are found in Ephesians 2, 4 to 6. Are you feeling overwhelmed by difficult circumstances beyond your control? Remember Psalm 73, 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Has someone intentionally hurt you? Recall Genesis 50, 20. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Are you facing an impossible situation? Focus on Matthew 19, 26. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Apart from God's grace in our lives, we too will have a "But David remained in Jerusalem" story of our own. We make choices that aren't in our best interest, but God redeems them. We choose to do our own thing rather than what God wants us to do, but God forgives and restores when we repent. We make a mess of things, but God is a God of second chances. May I pray for you? Lord, forgive us for those times when we've chosen to remain in our Jerusalem rather than participate in your purposes for us. Redeem our mistakes and restore us to a place of victorious living. Give us hearts that are eager to engage with you and your plans for us. We want our lives to bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.